Peabody girls hockey coach Michelle Roach is joining us here on MSO News Sports. Michelle, welcome back. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
Michelle, this is what it's all about, right? I mean, this is what you and the team have worked for months now to get ready for a huge game. Wednesday afternoon now, 5 o'clock at Connery Rink in Lynn against St. Mary's. Do I have that about right?
You do. We are super excited to play on Wednesday.
All right, so you guys, 16-4, 18-4 now, 16-4 going into the tournament, wins over Shawshin and Methuen, 4-1, 3-0, allowing just the one goal. Those guys have also allowed just one goal in the postseason, a 6-0 win over Medford, a 3-1 win over Fenwick, and they're 21-0 on the season, or 23-1-0 on the season. So, Michelle, looking at those scores, looking at the opponents, they're the number one seed. You guys, number eight seed, right? You're number eight seed in the D1 tournament. So what is your take on this matchup with St. Mary's then?
So we know we're going to have to come in and work hard. We played Methuen on Saturday, and it was just a total team effort. And I think we are peaking at the right time. So we have been playing our best hockey down the stretch, and we're hoping that's enough to give us some success on Wednesday night.
It does seem like you guys have been getting better as the year has gone on, which is what you want. And you played them earlier in the year, very early in the year, and lost 2-0 to St. Mary's. But what's changed, do you think, with your team since that game?
I think a lot of people have settled into their roles. I think we only played them the second game of the season, so people were still adjusting and getting back and getting, game ready. And so I think that now we've had a lot of sophomores that have stepped up into key roles, and they are now, they are playing a very mature style of hockey. They're not playing like sophomores. They're playing like they've been on the team for years now. So that is one of the biggest things, and our decision-making has definitely improved.
All right, Michelle, I want to follow up more on your players, but I want one question on St. Mary's. So as you have scouted St. Mary's, you know St. Mary's, what worries you most about that team?
Well, that is a great question, Bill. So I think what worries me most about St. Mary's is they sneak up on you. Things are going along well, and they wait for that moment where you may be not paying attention, or maybe you're on the power play and you're thinking too offensively. They're going to use that moment to pressure you and push you and make you make a mistake. So we've seen some of that happen before, where all of a sudden we're on our power play, and then they know when to pressure, when to back off, when to give you more space, when to let you think you have more space. So we just have to make sure that we are playing consistent and we continue to that good decision making that we've been doing.
Yeah, that's a fantastic observation. So your team right now, Michelle, how do you, this is a big tournament game. The tournament's big. You guys have had big regular season games as well. But what do you come from a practice now? You got another practice before the game on Wednesday. How do you sense your team is handling all of this?
I think that they are very focused. It was, we didn't play as well as we wanted to against Shawshin on Wednesday. We had two really good practices Thursday, Friday. We reset, and I am so proud of the way they came out on Saturday night. We wanted to come out. We wanted to send a message. We wanted to play strong, and they accomplished everything they set out to do on Saturday night, and it was amazing to watch.
All right, now I want you to tell our listeners about some of your players, and feel free to drop tons of names here on us, but why don't we start in goal and work out from the goal if we could? Because you're obviously allowing just one goal in the postseason so far is not too bad.
Yes, so we have our goalie, Elise Muddy. She is a sophomore from North Reading. She just recorded her 10th shutout of the season, which is a single-season record for us. And I think it's a huge accomplishment, 10 shutouts. That is really big, especially against a big team like Methuen Tewksbury. And then from there, we are running generally 4D, Leah Buckley, Chloe Gromko, Penny Spack, and Daniela White, with only Penny Speck is a senior there, and the other three are sophomores. So they're very they're playing like a very seasoned D corps that they're all seniors. So they're to see them come into their element. For Daniela White, she stepped up into that role after we graduated Catherine Sweeney last year, and she has just been so good on the blue line. And then we have also been running three lines. So we have Ella Chase, Vanessa Steinmeier, Alexa Pepper on one of our lines. We call our green line. And then we have Ava Buckley, Hannah Gromko, and Katie Campersall. They really bring a fierceness and a speed to the game. And then we have a lot of finesse on our top line between Shirley Whitmore, Jenna DiNapoli, and Angela Fabo.
I'm trying to get a question out here. I will, believe me, if you can hang on for a few more minutes, I'll get this question out. What are the characteristics how do you use the different lines? Is there a line that you might use in a certain situation over another line?
So the thing that is really great about our team is we have three strong lines. These are three lines that a lot of would be any other team's first line. And we can use them interchangeably in any situation. And that is what makes them so strong. It's just seamless, the changes that we're making. And whether we're going on a power play, we're going on a PK, we're able to slot them in and out with different people in different positions. And the play carries on like nothing happened.
You know, let me just ask you this. It seems like goals are just so hard to come by when you come down into the crunch time here, but you guys are scoring some goals here, four in the first playoff game and then three in the second one against the Methuen team. So tell me about goal scoring and creating offense here coming down the stretch. Has that come together for your team?
That is something that we are actively working on every single practice, every single game. We need to get more pucks to net. It's going to be really important on Wednesday for us to be getting pucks to net, especially with, St. Mary's does a really good job of limiting the shots that are getting in on their goalie. So we know we're going to have to work really hard for it. So it's not going to be so much as shot selection, but getting pucks to net, crashing the net, creating that chaos that's going to make good things happen.
All right, Michelle, I've wrapped up my questions here. Is there anything else you want to share with us about the team, about something I haven't asked you about, not so much particular to this game coming up on Wednesday, but anything else you want to share with us about this year's PLNR team?
We have a great team. They are very cohesive. They work so well together, and I think a lot of that is with our seniors. We have six seniors, Penny Speck, Chloe Gromko, Hannah Gromko, Chloe Considine, Ella Chase, Avery Bird, and Jenna DiNapoli. And they have really helped this season and the program in general take off. And we're really going to miss them and their leadership next year.
All right. Well, Michelle, so much. Thank you so much. Congrats to you, the coaching staff, and the team, obviously, for a fantastic year so far. And looks like it should be a great game, exciting game on Wednesday over at St. Mary's at the Connery Rink. And Michelle, thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much, Bill, and I hope to see you on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be there. Matt Williams is complaining today about the parking over there, and I know that's a problem.
It's very tough. As you know, I grew up playing high school hockey over in that rink, and it's always difficult to find a spot.
Oh, no, I know it very well. I guess I'll have to get there like around 3:30, maybe something like that, huh? And have a hot cocoa, yeah.
You'll have your choice of seats.
There you go. All right, Michelle, thanks so much for your time. And again, take care, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you, Bill.
Michelle Roach, coach, Peabody Linfield North Reading girls hockey team here on MSONewsports.com.